Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Went crazy on Micah Parsons. He's a Hall of Famer. Blah, blah, blah. Just,
hold on.
Relax.
You're putting words in my mouth again, dude.
Okay, what is it?
I said he is one of the best pass rushers of his generation, which started a couple years ago. He has been nothing but first or second team All-Pro and nothing but double-digit sack seasons. Yes, he is on the path to being a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
That is what I said, and that is not a hot take.
All right,
continue.
He's played 5 seasons.
Yes.
Micah, okay? This is his 5th season. How many career sacks?
Joe, you hear things that you want to hear, and you get mad about it.
No.
Thank you.
No, I just listen very closely.
No, you don't, because I just
How
told you what it is.
In a career?
For Micah Parsons, right now, he has 54.
Okay.
It's a lot.
It is. Alden Smith had 50 through 3 years. With less games.
Great.
Because they played. No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
This is why we have to be patient and prudent and allow a career to happen.
Alden Smith was on the trajectory as well to being a Hall of Famer.
No one talks about him like that at all. We look at him as one of the great. You played yourself in off the field right out of the Hall of Fame.
Wasted and talent.
We don't even consider him like a Hall of Fame worthy. He is one of the most prolific pass sack rushers I've ever seen in my life. I don't even know what, I just made that up.
Pass sack?
Yeah. Pass rushers, sack machines I've seen in my life. He was incredible.
But sack?
He didn't play long enough. Now this guy, I'm listening, talking about last night, Russell Wilson has played a long time. The back end of his career is just awful.
Yeah, it's... We've been on this for a while. You know, seriously, like behind the scenes, me, you, Bonte, we've been talking about this for years. Ever since that first stint in Denver with him and that final drive in that season with Nathaniel Hackett,
yeah.
Joe, it was bad. Like, that game, I can't unsee that game with Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, what was the pick 8? That was one of the worst Broncos teams I have ever seen in my life. Worst coach NFL teams. And Mr. Unlimited, remember? And then Sean Payton takes over. He doesn't mess with Russ. There's the whole fallout there. And then you start hearing things. You know what? Enough from me. Let's play the sound first and foremost from one of his teammates.
Yeah.
This is last night, Amazon Prime broadcast, Thursday Night Football. Seahawks get the win. They're 3-1 over the Cardinals. Cardinals fall to 2-2. This was after the game. Check that. Before the game, I think, started because they were talking about around the league. This is Tony Gonzalez and Richard Sherman talking about Russell Wilson. And he got...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Benched for Jackson Dart.
And then you get that resurfaced clip of Malik Nabers saying that the quarterback last year with Daniel Jones wasn't the problem. So when you look at this Russell Wilson situation, Tony, he says he's got a lot more football left in him. Okay, he's going to say all the right things. Do you think we've seen the last of Russell Wilson?
Honestly, I hope we have. And I say that because I just look at him and his career, his legacy, like you talked about. If ever there was somebody who played himself out of a Hall of Fame, it's Russell Wilson.
Really?
And I say that because look at what's happened ever since he left Seattle. When he was in Seattle, he was the man. He was making these good plays. He won a Super Bowl, went to two of them. But as soon as he left there, he went to Denver, signed that big old deal. They paid him $39 million to leave. He goes to Pittsburgh, plays there 1 year. There, he's out of there. Now he goes here and has three games. I just don't know if it's going to get any better. And I don't want to see him on a sideline holding a clipboard.
So you're very much under the "what have you done for me lately" thing in taking away the first, you know, decade of his career.
Absolutely. And I just don't think he's done himself any favor since he left Seattle. And I don't know. How's it going to get better? I don't know.
I agree. I think you got to judge his career off when the Legion of Boom was there. He had a legendary defense, an all-time defense, and how much success he had. And then without that legendary defense, the success he had. Without that legendary defense, he's been 4-11, 7-8. 0-3 to start with the Giants. He was a winning football player in Seattle, and people said, hey, winning is football player, all this good stuff, all these accolades, and now you get to go on your own and you get to prove, hey, I'm this great quarterback, I'm this guy that's going to be dominant, and it just hasn't worked out that way.
Wow.
I'm going to throw a name at you.
Oh my God, I didn't anticipate them eviscerating that strongly. You usually don't hear that from like the pre and post game coverage. Wow. I know Richard Sherman felt that way, but Tony Gonzalez?
It feels like everyone does.
Yeah.
So, to me, this is not just an attack on the player. This is an attack on who he is.
Mm.
And I think it's jarring at first. I'm going to throw a name at you that this reminds me of and in a totally different way. This guy played for 8 different teams after his first team. He had almost 500 home runs, 200 stolen bases, 4-time Silver Slugger, 6-time All-Star. He won an MVP, was a rookie of the year. Jose Canseco.
Wow.
Jose Canseco is one of the greatest baseball players that never gets talked about. Now, because what's the first thing you think of?
Juice.
Exactly. There was a time.
Wrote a book about it, so yes.
There was a time Jose Canseco was in a lot of young baseball player-loving kids' walls. His poster, the 40-40 poster, was on your wall. He had 462 home runs. He was destined for the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
He was one of power, size, speed, like the staple of, wow, this is a football player playing baseball. And when he went to the Texas Rangers, one play happened. Ball bounced off his head, and that was like the beginning of the end. He did hit like 40-some home runs at 33 years old or 38 years old or whatever it was toward the end of his career. He finished with the Rangers, Red Sox, back to the A's, Blue Jays, Devil Rays, Yankees, White Sox. Kind of reminds me of Russ.
The thing with Jose, though, I will say, you can't gloss over what I just mentioned, the juice. Like, that is why he is ultimately not in the Hall of Fame, is it not?
Yeah, but Joe, like, just knowing what we know now, does the juice help you play every day? Yes. It does not help you lay off a curveball in the dirt.
No, but it's a reason why him, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, all those guys aren't in the Hall of Fame still. Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds.
Also, I think...
I think is whack. Like, I think it's dumb, but that's why they're not in. Russell Wilson, he's never been linked to steroids. He's never been linked to any of that stuff. He's never been linked to any off-the-field drugs or anything like that. It's just his play and his leadership, really, that we're questioning.
Well, I think... being a good friend, Jose has been crushed since like 2001 or two, whenever he wrote that book.
Yes,
about
absolutely.
Steroids. He has been crushed.
Well, it's just now, I think it was literally like a week or two ago, I saw a picture at the A's.
Joke.
No. Like his own teammate like hated him, Mark McGwire, because he was going at Mark in that book. And it's just now, 20 years later, that they've made amends, it looks like. And that's good. That's great because it's the Bash Brothers. That's awesome. But even the guy that he came up with in Oakland, you know, going to all those World Series, he alienated him. And for Russell Wilson, you know, I knew I was out on him when it came to like leadership roles, when not only was Richard Sherman saying he was a bad teammate, it's when all the other Legion of Boom, you know, guys were saying it. And then Marshawn Lynch was saying
it. I mean, they hate his guts, right?
When he was telling the story, Marshawn, of how he couldn't even get Russell Wilson's phone number. Just to hit him up and talk about game plan, you know, shooting the breeze. You know, what teammates do. You know, that's your star running back. I would like for him to have a good relationship, you know, with the quarterback. Like Christian McCaffrey and Brock Purdy, by all accounts, have a pretty good relationship. Like, that's important. You don't think Tom Brady had relationships with his running backs? So for Russ to have a blocked number and not give it out to any of his teammates, I knew I was out on him as a leader then, but I didn't even expect his play on the field to drop off, you know, exponentially after that, because I know that Sherman's saying, like, when do you think the Legion of Boom was really over? Well, like, when was that year for you? Like 2016, 17, right?
Yeah.
He had good years after that. Like 2017, he had 34 touchdowns, 11 picks.
I think he's a 10-time Pro Bowler.
He is. He is one-time second-team All-Pro.
Yeah, but 10-time Pro Bowler, when Pro Bowls were a little more meaningful back then,
yeah,
that's pretty impressive.
Well, and that's why, like, he says, like, after Legion of Boom, he sucked. Well, a lot of those Pro Bowls was four straight, was after the Legion of Boom. 2017 to 2021, he was a Pro Bowler. Now, you know, he was listed as one last year, which, I mean, I don't know about that, with the Pittsburgh Steelers when he had, what am I looking at here? Did he really? He had 16 touchdowns and 5 picks. And
well, how many people dropped out?
That's a Pro Bowler?
Wait, how many people dropped out before he was named a Pro Bowler?
Oh, my. But that's what I'm getting at here.
I think what you're saying is, like, the first chunk of his career was prolific. I mean,
incredible.
I'll just give you the Oakland years. This is what he averaged from 85 to 92. I'm going to give you Jose Canseco. 39 home runs, 123 RBIs, and he batted 267. Like, And then, by the way, he averaged 22 stolen bases a year. Like, I know. Now he's a joke. I get it. I'm telling you, the day he was traded in the on-deck circle, it was like, what? You're trading Jose Canseco away? He was, the Bass Bros weren't just, they were iconic. They were as popular as the Fab Five, as popular as, you know, the Duke Blue Devils at the time. I'm trying to think of some of the bigger things in life at that time.
They were a brand.
The
yes.
Simpsons. Like, yeah. the Bass Bros were Americana, and he has fallen off the map. And I get it. Like, there's the steroid thing. I get what you're saying. But what I'm saying, Joe, is I think the off-the-field stuff with Russell Wilson as a person and as a teammate is as damaging to his legacy as the Canseco steroid stuff. It feels like.
Well, that's literally the reason why we're talking about it, is because it's not only the play, and that's one thing. If your play falls off and, like, you get hurt and you have injuries, like, that's one thing. But it's another thing when people, like, question you as a leader and as a teammate. That's what you can't, especially at that position.
Would you rather be considered garbage or a fraud human being?
Probably garbage. I just suck. I'm just not good. But you know what? At least he's a good guy. Like, how about Joe? You're the king of this. How many times do you say, you know what? Wilmer Flores, he's a great dude.
He is.
It's just time to turn the page.
So you'd rather just be a good vibes guy?
But that's acknowledge important. Being a good person does matter to me. Now, I know it's the world of sports, and, like, I think the fact that Russ has been outed as just not a good dude, he's not real, inauthentic, it's one of the worst things you can be accused of.
At that position, too.
Yes.
Like, that's the important part of all this.
Yes.
It's the quarterback not being a good leader. I think guys that's, like, a similar, like, player that I think about with this, and I'm not questioning his leadership, because I'm sure these guys loved playing for him and with him, but a guy that played himself out of the Hall of Fame, I felt like it was on a trajectory, and he's actually in the news a lot lately because him and Tua were going at it, it's Cam Newton.
I think a guy like Cam Newton, who,
since that year at Auburn, all he knew was success, 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 going forward, breaking all these rookie records, being an MVP, Offensive Rookie of the Year, first-team All-Pro, going to the Super Bowl. But since that moment in the Super Bowl, Joe, and whether you're going to crush him for this or not, him not jumping on the fumble when it happened, by the way, at Levi Stadium, him not talking to the reporters after the game, him with the towel on his head. Listen, I'm not saying, like, I'm not crushing him for doing any of that stuff. I'm not in his position. I wasn't in his shoes. I don't know how I would react to it. I just know how a lot of other people acted towards that. They hated it. They hated the look. They hated everything about it. They crushed the guy for it. And ever since then, he has been viewed, at least nationally, now I'm not saying as a pundit, but as a player, not a great teammate. He fell off since
then. I thought
he
was a good player, had an unbelievable run for 2 or 3 years, but I did not think he was, I didn't think he was a Hall of Fame player from the rip. Like, I thought you have to put together a big body of work to be a Hall. You know what my criteria is.
Yeah.
I think we put too many people in the Hall of Fame. For me, there's something special. Like, to sit at the table with Joe Montana, to sit at the table with Tom Brady, like, not anyone can be in there. But so I hear what you're saying. And he had a moment in time.
It felt like he was on a trajectory is what I'm saying. And then he felt like it was a huge fall off, too.
He fell off the cliff really hard.
He did.
Cam reminds me of a guy I'm going to throw at you, Russell Westbrook. I think overrated by social media, and he will get into the NBA Hall of Fame because the NBA lets anyone in. But I just look at the back half of his career, and I look, okay, Oklahoma City for all those years, then Houston, Washington, Lakers, Clippers, Denver. Like, it's been weird for the last 6 or 7 years for him.
His leadership too, the way he butted heads with players that are better than him early on when he was in his prime, like Kevin Durant, how that went down with Kevin Durant and when he chose to go to the Warriors, and then Russell Westbrook is like throwing shade at him and he's like, I'm staying and I'm going to average a triple double and I'm going to be a first round exit in the playoffs or whatever they ended up doing. It's like, great. Congratulations. Like, do you feel better that you're more beloved in Oklahoma City for a couple more years than Kevin Durant was? You were never the better player, but he acted like he was, and the way he spoke about it was, and that's what was really off-putting for me. And then when he went to the Lakers and then he tried to have the audacity to, you know, like, be like, hey, Russ, you're the reason you're losing a lot of these games. It's not LeBron James. I promise you that. It's you, dude. Look in the mirror. Be accountable. He refused to take any accountability when a reporter after a game would question some of his decision-making. And then he'd clap back. I was like, you know what, dude? Talking about needing to take a playoff. He needed to take a playoff.
Well, he has horrible self-awareness. But he will get into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, that... I don't want to include NBA in this conversation because almost everyone in the NBA gets it.
But the NBA has this thing.
And it's a basketball Hall of Fame, not the NBA.
There is something unique about the NBA. Chris Paul, Vince Carter, Russell Westbrook, they all hung on for so long and played on so many teams. It's just diluted how great they were in their primes.
And there are so many all-star appearances.
I'm not hating on the longevity. But, like, if I say Vince Carter to a bunch of young people, they remember him as this old vet bouncing around. Like, I remember him as one of the unique high flyers of all time.
He was so fun. He was one of the most
Shaq
fun players.
Shaq is a good call.
Yeah. He was really fun to watch.
So, I do believe basketball tends to be very different. Like, Chris Paul, the last 7 years for Chris Paul, really?
Warrior legend. Never forget it, dude.
Stop it.
By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the Free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Amongst Us. We're talking about right now players that have played themselves out of the Hall of Fame, potentially, and you could join in the conversation. Hit us up, call or text 888-957-9570. By the way, are we starting Brock Purdy this week, or are we starting Mac Jones and saving Brock till Thursday Night Football next week, 888-957-9570.
I want to go around the room one time.
Please.
A guy like Jose Canseco, I know, we view him as a clown and as a whack, but if I say that name to you, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
I think of the Bash Brothers, yeah.
Juice.
Yes, I think of him.
I think that's unique.
Well, I think of him, my dad grew up, like, going to a bunch of A's games.
Yeah.
Like, I knew, like, that. But we're in Northern California, so it's a little bit, like, more unique for us.
He was so good.
But he was, like, one of the players we look at today, talking about the stolen bases and the home run, like, he was that guy 30 years ago.
You don't fake your way to 460 career home runs.
No. No.
That's just my belief. And bat 266 as a career. Carter, if I say the name Jose Canseco to you, like, be real, what's the first thing you think of?
I think of him getting beat up in that Barstool Sports boxing match.
No, that's... I totally
forgot about that.
He threw out his shoulder, he threw the match, too.
It's
remember
crazy.
That? Yeah.
I mean, did you know he was that good of a baseball player?
Yeah, I mean, of course, because we live around here.
Okay. Sam, same thing for you?
Aussie, no, for me, it's the ball bouncing off his head.
Yeah, there you go.
It's crazy. I remember that was like the moment. I was like, oh, he's a clown.
Another guy that I'm thinking of, if we're talking about like playing themselves out of the Hall of Fame, is Donovan McNabb. Another one for me. I thought he was going to be a Hall of Famer, man.
That's a good call.
Like, and some people might still think he's like borderline. Like, he's not going to get in. People forget how good he was on those Eagles teams, man. Like, four straight NFC championships, Joe. four straight. I mean, you're an NFC guy. You know this. He was so good.
I love
Brian Westbrook, right?
But he him and grew T.O. up in the Super Bowl. It's like, dog, he's going to be partying all week.
I know. His conditioning was so bad.
It's just, this is your moment.
Again, not caring about your body, like taking care of your body and like doing the proper conditioning that you needed to do in those moments. Like you're coming up short the way they did against the Patriots.
We should have known the jig was up when they traded him to Washington.
And then they got Michael Vick. And
you trade him in division? I mean, that tells you like, hey, we just don't think you're good.
You know, I know the exact game where he was buried and we were never going to look at him the same again. It was that Monday Night Football game against the Eagles. And Mike Vick, on like the second play, bombed to DeSean Jackson. They win like 50-0 or something. And Andy Reid and the Eagles never look back. And Donovan's there. I think Jim Zorn was the head coach of Washington then.
Seattle quarterback.
Yeah. That was a bomb. Love me some Jim Zorn. That was a bomb. No, I think they tried it twice, Carter. They tried in the very first play and then went right back to it and did it. And it might have been the first one. I could be misremembering. But it was John Gruden, Ron Jaworski on the call. And then that was the moment I was like, oh, Donovan's done. It's over. And Mike Vick looked sweet. He was awesome. It was like that was his redemption tour. It was pretty cool.
It's just this. The Russell Wilson saga has just been.
You're so happy about that, too. Because he had so much heartbreak for the 49ers. Oh, my God.
He just always came off as a fraud. Because here's my thing. Like, you want to do a bunch of charitable stuff? Dude, by all means, I want you to do charitable stuff. It just felt like every day he was doing charitable stuff in front of the camera. Let me take this photo with this child who's clearly sick. It's like, what? Does the camera have to follow you everywhere? Can you just do, like, this is how I believe. Like, does everything need to be broadcast at all times?
Unfortunately, in today's society, yes. As I guess, who's the famous YouTuber that's out right now? Speed. He's here in the Bay Area.
Hey, dude.
Can he come on our show? Can he boost our numbers? Hey, hit him up. Hey, Carter, you have his number,
seriously,
right?
Seriously, bro. He's everywhere.
Yeah, let's get him.
He was doing
Speed.
The fizzle dance.
What?
Yeah, he was shutting things down on Union Square. No! The mayor met him.
He's been in Oakland. Like, he's been everywhere in the Bay?
He went to a sideshow.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he going dumb at it?
He had a Bo Jackson, even though he didn't play for the Oakland Raiders.
He played in LA,
Bo Jackson Raider jersey.
That's pretty sick, though.
He had the Steph Curry Warrior jersey on. That was pretty cool.
If he had went Marshawn Oakland jersey, that would have been good. If he would have gone Charles Woodson, that would have been fine. The Bo one's okay. Bo knows. Talking about a guy who was also on a Hall of Fame trajectory, but his body broke
the
down.
Thing I would say, he did a backflip off the Golden Gate Bridge. Please, people,
wait, what?
Don't do that. Yeah, the side rail. Oh, he like did it. Please don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Please don't do that.
Don't copy people that are doing crazy stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, there we go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.